Welcome, everybody. My name is Keith Martin Smith, and I'm the author of When the Buddha Needs Therapy, here on behalf of Integral Life, and very happy to be talking to my friend, coach, men's coach, entrepreneur, and many other things, Luke Entrop. So Luke, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I am just thrilled to be here, man. Anytime I get a chance to dive deep with you, it's a good day.
Yeah, man. Yeah, give us a little bit of your CV. What are you up to? What do you do in the world?
Yeah. I'm a men's coach, as you mentioned, and my kind of deepest passion is doing rites of passage work with boys and their father figures, just helping boys become men. I also coach men around relationships, particularly around bouncing back from big breakups and divorces to find meaningful love again. And then I do some work with executives around leadership and culture in organizations. So work in the kind of startup realm as a advisor around how to scale leadership.
Great. What are the kinds of things that you see where men consistently struggle? Men especially. We'll get to women in a moment because I'm curious about that too. But I'm just really curious where you see men who may be accomplished financially or professionally, but where they're getting tripped up.
Yeah, I think about this through the lens of burden, right? There's a thing about, that's a very common male experience around carrying a weight of burden of providing, of people needing stuff from us, of kind of the burden of leadership, that we often carry this weight that over time can erode our connection to ourselves and our ability to be in relationship with those around us. And there's just a general deadening that happens through that role of kind of male provider. And I think that the solution to this often is to find places where there is no demand from others, no demand of ourselves. And the men that really do that well, that have practices of restoration, of practices of communing with nature, practices of being supported and challenged by others, connect in a deeper way. We live a more fulfilled life, and that erosion doesn't happen in the same way.
What's the thing they're looking for?
Yeah, great question. So I think a sense of purpose and meaning. There's a lot of guys who are either in a big transition in their life, whether it's professionally or relationally, and they're looking for a bit more zest behind their life. There's like this deadening inside that they're wanting to be reinvigorated around. Or, as I said, I work a lot around men's relationships, right? So coming out of a relationship that's ended, that is, you know, where the men are carrying some pain around their heart, some doubt, some fear, some hopelessness, often like an experience of leaving a painful relationship and then not finding anything with any level of depth. So I help men work through that and metabolize, you know, these very painful breakups, essentially.
Gotcha. Now, you and I worked together professionally a few years back, and I was really struck by something that you mentioned just in an offhand way. But basically, if I remember correctly, you were noticing that in your professional career, it was mostly women that were coming to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's changed over time. But yeah, there was a period in my life where I was coaching a lot of women. And this is through the lens of leadership, right? Like organizational leadership, right? Through the lens of working with CEOs, working with senior leaders in high growth companies. I was like 80%, 90% of my practice were women leaders. And the best sense I could make of that with asking them why they would select me as their coach is they felt they wanted to be able to work with somebody that both could understand the importance of strategy and execution and like getting stuff done, but also valued kind of relational aspect of leadership and culture building. That's the best sense I could make of it, but it was several years of coaching mostly women entrepreneurs.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. And have you found now in your practice today that men are, generally speaking, understanding why they need your help? In other words, do guys know they need help around these sorts of things? Like, or do you find it's still, which we'll get into in a minute, these rites of passage and rite of passage into adulthood, but that men struggle even knowing that they need a hand?
Yeah, I think men reach out to me when they know they need help. They may not know exactly. They're reaching out because the ways they've been doing things haven't fully worked for them. And there's some sort of gap, whether it's around leadership or whether it's around relationship, there's a gap What they probably don't know is how to get themselves out of that, or they may not fully understand my approach initially. And so that's my job, right? To explore fit and make sure that it's aligned. There's a thing about when someone has enough pain in a certain area in their life, they will start to look for other ways of doing it, right? And this is where coaches and therapists and advisors can be really helpful as long as we make ourselves available. I do think that I'm sure there's many men that are stuck in their own ways in pain, but they're not coming to me.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Obviously, the theme of this talk is rites of passage. And when I look at my experience, of course, growing up and basically everybody I know, I would even argue just about everybody I know that's in a men's group and some reason is probably because we didn't have a rite of passage. We didn't have a strong father figure. We didn't have a mentor. We didn't have an adult that was helping lead us into life. And so for a lot of us, myself included, teens, early teens and later teens were pretty destructive. It was like, you know, drugs, alcohol, sex, fast cars, taking huge risks, really dangerous stuff in hindsight. Because the sense of thrill, I think, and challenge and mortality and fuck you to authority was all part of the what felt like a necessary differentiation from who you were being told you were, right? And it seems people either go that way or they collapse into the culture and become a cog in the wheel and do whatever. But we don't seem to have any real intelligence around rites of passage. And I'd love for you to start just wherever you want with that big topic.
Yeah, let's talk about what is a rite of passage, right? So there's different phases in life, the first being birth, obviously, major rite of passage. And there are these inflection points of transitioning from one way of being or one developmental stage into the next. And there's an opportunity to each of these inflection points to intentionally mark those through ceremony and ritual, through mentoring, through experiences, state experiences that inform a stage shift, right? This fundamentally is what a rite of passage can be. And throughout human history, if we look back in time, especially those that were very connected to the rhythms of earth and the rhythms of nature, rites of passage were very critical at the center of the community, how the communities and the tribes created a sense of vitality and health in the community is through these rites of passage by raising good humans, raising good leaders, raising good men through these ceremonies and rituals. The chain was broken. The chain was broken a couple hundred years ago around industrialization and urbanization and just the what we all know, right? The disconnection from these rhythms of the earth. So there's many of us that are reintroducing them. And I look at this as about a 200 year project, right? Of reintroducing rites of passage into our Western culture so that we do have these experiences and these opportunities to define what our children are moving from and what they're moving to, and to be very clear about what they're being initiated into. And it's an opportunity to really define what does it mean? What does healthy masculinity mean? What does becoming a woman mean for the times we're in now? So that's the idea, right? This is what it can be. This is what rites of passage can be for our community in this era.
We have these obviously huge developmental markers, right? As we go from, you know, magical thinking to concrete thinking to early formal logic thinking to late formal logic thinking, all these things that mirror, generally speaking, people as they grow up from 0 to 18, 19 years old. So what you're saying really is that some of these really big developmental markers, that they're codified, they're ritualized. So when you say rite of passage, what does that mean? Because it could mean anything. It's really like a bar mitzvah, or bat mitzvah is a rite of passage, confirmation is a rite of passage, right? But they seem to, how would I say, be a little watered down these days. Mm-hmm. They seem more like a perfunctory, performative thing than an actual, like, the rite of passage to me implies that I have to go do something. I have to earn it.
Yeah. And I agree. I mean, better than nothing, right? The confirmation and the bat mitzvah it's certainly better than nothing. But yeah, they're largely empty rituals. But you're pointing to an ingredient that I think is important to have a deeper rite of passage experience, which is there's an element of discomfort, right? Discomfort is an ingredient in this, especially when we talk about there's a couple of stages where this becomes particularly important, the movement from early childhood into adolescence. So around 10 to 14 years old, right? That's the confirmation bar mitzvah era. And then again, adolescence into adulthood, 16, 17, up to about 20. Those are two major inflection points, right?
And those are huge developmental milestones, right? So that's where you're moving from basically amber or conformist thinking to early expert or early capacity for rationality in the first example. And ideally in the second example, you're moving into full-blown autonomous, rational, you know, an integral orange, but like you're making ideally another major developmental milestone.
Exactly. Yeah. So all the pre-orange layers, when we don't have clear kind of opportunities to make those leaps, things get kinked in there and we see it play out culturally, right? Yeah.